Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
So many fabulous messages coming in for Peg McManus, who was raging when her mum took on her Holy Communion offer and made it into cardigans for her and her sister. But with Holy Communion season in full swing and money going into your child's way, whether it's €70 or €700 or even more, how do we encourage kids to be sensible with money? Well, to tell us, I'm joined by Kaz Mooney of IrishBudgeting.com. Hello, how are you, Kaz?
Thanks so much for having me on.
Listen, It's Holy Communion season, and obviously, and kids are receiving money. Sometimes I'm staggered by the amounts that they do. But what are the first money lessons for children? Like, I mean, how early do we talk to them about money?
Yeah, I think it's really important to start that conversation quite early. So I recommend from about the age of six, it works out really well. They're starting school, they're learning new things, and to start off really slowly. So talking about the basics. Like, you have to buy something, and in order to do that, you have to earn some money, and it's the give and take of money to begin with.
And then how soon, Kaz, then does the whole concept of pocket money then come in, because kids are very, very savvy about around that?
So I recommend starting from about six.
Okay.
And I know for a lot of people that can seem crazy, but it's so surprising how quickly kids can grasp that concept of pocket money and starting to learn about handling that money themselves.
Yeah, is it inflation indexed price raises for their pocket money, or how does that work? Do you do it in case it's index linked? In case your 6 year old tells you it's index linked, is it kind of yearly increments, or how do you kind of, you know, match that up? Particularly maybe when they might be comparing it with their peers.
Yeah, well, I think you need to not worry too much about what their peers may be having as pocket money. It needs to be dependent on your own situation, because I think it's really important that you allow that as they grow older, that may increase, especially as you increase the responsibilities that they have to do. If you have a few children in the house, I think it's quite important that they have different pocket monies dependent on those responsibilities. And you also need to make sure that you can pay that money every time.
Kids, you can't take it away from them.
No, and kids don't take an IOU. You know, it's a very important thing that you're able to pay that weekly, exactly when you said you would.
They're very good negotiators with you, but not so good at negotiating away something they're used to. So sometimes what people struggle with is just the idea of, you know, money for reward. Like, I mean, I know when we were growing up, there were, you know, tasks that you had to do that were not linked to pocket money, but might have been linked to experiences or other things. Are there sort of risks in inculcating at a very young age that if you do something, the reward is monetary?
Yeah. So I think it's so very, very important. And this is something we do in our house, is that about half of the chores that I give to my children, half of them
are they?
So my children are 13, 11 and 2. So the 2-year-old doesn't have a list yet.
has the experience of the older siblings
exactly.
to draw on in future.
Yes, and I recommend about half of those chores are just expected and they aren't paid.
Clean your room.
Yeah, because that's the way life is. We don't get paid to make our own bed in the morning. So I think it is really important that a certain amount of chores are expected just to keep the running of the home. But then the other ones that are monetized, they are chores that if they don't do them, it the house doesn't fall apart. It's okay. And in that way, it's a choice. They are learning from quite a young age that if they want to gain money, then they have to do those chores. And if they don't, then there's a repercussion. They don't get that money.
And how do we sort of talk to kids during what we're going through right now as a country, maybe where there's a cost of living crisis is affecting some households more than others? You know, you're saying that you have to have that money version, you can't negotiate it away from them. So how do you navigate, you know, particularly if parents are under pressure and maybe mightn't have, you know, money for those extras, or maybe... maybe not the pocket money, but, you know, but just explain the context over which their parents are operating.
Yeah, it's really difficult right now. And I recommend having that conversation with your kids. Obviously, it depends on their age, how open you are with that conversation and how in depth you go. But something I feel very strongly about is so many of us are struggling with financial education and feel like we didn't get that conversation in our generation. So I feel like by sharing your own experiences, who better to learn from than your own parents and learn how they're navigating this very difficult financial time?
Because kids are very, very in tune to when there's financial stressors in the household. My main educator when I was younger was Henry Hippo and a little blue bankert, and you had the little thing and you put all the money in it, but it gave you an early sense, which perhaps hasn't carried through to adulthood, but of budgeting, of, you know, that you can save some, you can spend some, and then the things that, you know, something for the future. So how do you empower kids to do that?
Yeah, so I recommend when, say, they get pocket money or if they have birthday money or any income comes in, that they put a certain amount aside for spending, because it's still very important that they learn to spend that money and learn the value of that money that they earned. But then also you put a certain amount towards saving. And then that money towards saving, I really recommend doing a long-term saving for a certain amount of it and a shorter
term. 6 weeks as opposed to 2 weeks.
It depends on the age, I'd say.
What about talking to kids about how, you know, what things cost?
Yeah, that's a massive part of having that money to spend, because they do start to really realise how much it costs. I mean, there's nothing like seeing a disappointment in their face that 1 week's chores is gone on one item. And, you know, especially if it's an edible item and it's gone then. And they do start to realise, and it helps.
I actually think they're very savvy. My niece recently negotiated when we were out shopping to spend her communion money, thought that I should spend half. I should meet half of all of her costs so that she could save it for the future. But look, we were talking with Peg, but those windfalls that children get, and they can be major in some circumstances, particularly Holy Communion, birthdays or other those celebrations. How do they manage those?
So I think it's really important if you know that you're coming up to something like a First Communion or a confirmation or a birthday or Christmas even, talk about what goals they have. So say, for example, they're looking to buy a bike, then maybe they might want to put a good portion of that money towards that item. I think it's really important to have that conversation and explain, like, you're not going to be putting money, or you are, whatever your decision as a family is, but really having a goal, because I feel like even as an adult, as a family, we're trying to work towards financial goals. And I think it's about trying to teach that lesson to your children about setting a financial goal, and that's what you're working towards. And depending on that goal, you might want to put a lot more of that money towards it. And explaining, like, that if you put more money towards your savings right now, then you will reach that goal a bit quicker.
Yeah, you're trying to kind of reach the reward. In terms of that, you know, you talk about financial, you know, literacy. Are we missing a trick in the education system about not teaching, you know, about kind of budgeting or money in an age appropriate way at an early age?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of children only come to budgeting maybe in secondary school. And I do feel like that is a bit late. And even the terminology that's still used today in our education system worries me a little bit.
In what sense?
So, for example, my son is doing business studies and the whole lending section is called borrowing. And it's not borrowing, because you have to pay more than you took out. So I just feel like it's made to feel very positive and it's normal, and it shouldn't really be.
Yeah, I feel that although you're talking about children, most adults might be taking notes on this as well. Listen, it is superb. Kaz Mooney, IrishBudgeting.com. Thank you so much for coming in and telling the children and the adults how to set their goals and do a little bit of budgeting better. But thank you.